This is Podcast Interviewing School, 28 days to podcast interviews that stand out and attract attention. I'm David Hooper, and this is day 17. Got another interview strategy for you. Maybe not a strategy, a philosophy, a rule, a commandment. You introduce them. When you have a guest, you introduce him. Always, 100% of the time. If you go back to day number one, this is how Podcast Interviewing School started out. You are in charge. That is the foundation for everything I'm talking about here. It starts with you. So when you have a guest, you introduce him. That sets the pace for the rest of the interview. When you don't introduce your guest, a couple of things that can go wrong, usually one of two things. One, the guest doesn't know where to go. Second thing is that guests go somewhere that you don't want them to. Here's what the guest not knowing where to go looks like. You say, "Tell me about yourself." "Well, David, I'm a born Southerner, Jesus lover, married my high school sweetheart, Becky. We've got two beautiful kids, Jesse and Jamie. Hey, girls, I love UT football, go Vols," and it continues to go and go and go. You get the idea. It's usually a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with your podcast, and the stuff that does have to do with your podcast, that would be better in discovery, coming out within the interview. I want you to think about meeting somebody for the first time. The person says, "Hi, I'm a millionaire." Well, it's pretty interesting, right? But wouldn't it be cool if you got to meet the person, said, "Yeah, this guy's nice, this girl's nice," and then that person says, "Oh yeah, by the way, I'm a millionaire." Well, you just discover it. It's not even something that was said. You just discover it. Discovery is powerful. If you can bring that into your interviews, your guest will have that powerful experience. I mentioned the two problems that can happen. That was the first one, guests not knowing where to go. The second one, guests going somewhere that you don't want them to. Let's talk about what that looks like. You say to the guest, "Tell me about yourself." The guest says, "David, how would you like to own your own business? I represent Amway Company, and that's what we do. We get people set up as business owners. For just $299, I'll send you a complete startup kit that will allow you to make $200,000 in your first year. What do you say, David? Would you like to own your own business?" And you're like, whoa, pump the brakes. We've all had guests like that. Pushy guest. They go right into it, man. Straight into the pitch. They're relentless, and it's not a good experience. In the next few days, I'll be talking about what happens when a guest wants to pitch on your show and how you should handle that. Let's just say this, definitely not at the very beginning of a show. And that's the thing that can happen when you don't introduce your guest and he takes it upon himself to go wherever he wants to. Because that's what you're doing when you say, "Hey, tell me about yourself." You got a free range guest there. He's going to go anywhere he wants to. Introducing your guest does two things. One, it transfers your credibility to the guest. Remember, people are listening to your podcast for you. You're the one thing that's consistent between episodes. You've got respect, you've got authority, you've got credibility. Some of that respect, authority, credibility, that needs to be transferred to your guest before he's going to have any kind of impact on your audience. The second thing that introducing your guest does, it takes care of those two problems I mentioned earlier. It's going to give your guest guidance on where to go, and it's going to be a gentle reminder that you're in charge. I mentioned day one at the very beginning of this episode, how I started this entire podcast interviewing school. You are in charge. And this is especially needed in podcasting because unfortunately, it's very common for podcasters to have guests who are either without a lot of previous media training, so they're nervous and free range. They're going to go everywhere, start telling us about their kids, their political beliefs, everything that has nothing to do with the podcast that you're trying to have. Or they've got no respect for your audience. They're just there to pitch. They're not looking to start a discussion. They're looking for one-way communication. By setting boundaries, you're giving your guest direction. And you're also getting your guest to give you an interview that's going to be helpful to your audience. Thank you for listening. If you want more help growing your podcast, I've got several ways for you to do that at my website, bigpodcast.com. Lots of free resources to help you attract an audience, expand your influence, get more listeners. Right now, I've got 25 episode templates available to you. These are plug-and-play templates. They work for episode segments. They work for standalone episodes. They will work for you regardless of the type of podcast that you do. Something in there for everybody, and it's easy. Fill in the blank templates. They are completely laid out for you. They are available to you now at bigpodcast.com. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode.